At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. We're live today from the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall on Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington, brought to you by the Bardea Restaurant Group. Hugh, there's a good crowd out here, and it's not even quite lunchtime yet.
Yeah, it is.
This is awesome.
You know what's funny? That commercial we just played, I thought they were talking about us when they said
hear those idiots.
These idiots again.
You might have to steal that
one. Your typical everyday you people comment.
I thought they were again. They were talking about us. That's why I laughed. I was like, damn, who made that return?
Yeah, that one.
We could just repurpose that for our show.
Grab that part. Those idiots again.
Kyle,
those idiots again.
I swear, when I heard it, I was like, damn, who did that?
Yeah, I like that. It really, I think it sums up the show nicely.
I would like to request that we repurpose that for our
show. I think we should. Yeah, I think because I felt attacked, and I think it was warranted.
Yes. Now, to be clear, that was about us and not our next guest, right? Our next guest, of course, Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers.
ESP.
Step up to the 50. That's
color. Oh, his show tonight, ain't it?
Cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. That is right. Yeah. Go Birds Evenings.
We can lump him in with the idiots.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Elliot's had some fire takes lately, man. He's been on fire.
That's what I expect. Elliot Shore Parks joins us right now. Elliot, how are we doing today?
What up? How you guys doing today?
Pretty good, man.
Well, we're good, Elliot. We are looking forward here to another Eagles game, and we got to get your thoughts on the Sixer season before we let you go. But let's, Elliot, start here. Do you believe the Eagles' passing game has turned a corner? Because the way I look at it is, you look at the last 3 weeks, and I'm not talking about just the whole team, Elliot, just the passing game. And I see a passing offense that's averaged almost 300 yards for 3 straight weeks. Just had Jalen Hurts' best game pure throwing the ball that I've ever seen him have in the NFL. And I'm seeing their top guys getting open for big shots down the field. Feels to me like this thing is turning a corner in the passing game with Petullo, how he's calling it, and what Jalen's doing. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so I definitely think it's improved since the start of the season. And I think, you know, those first 3-4 games, they were way worse than we've seen really since 2021. So, like, what they were the first 4 weeks of the season, I don't think was a completely accurate depiction of even what they were last year or what they would be this year. So they definitely have improved. And I agree with you. Like, guys have been open. We saw that last week against the Vikings, against the Broncos. AJ had that chance. Obviously, against the Giants, Devontae had that chance. I mean, they were a few calls away against the Broncos from having 300-plus yards on what was one of the top passing defenses in the NFL. So I do think there has been encouraging signs. My only caution in saying it's turned a corner is that Jalen is inconsistent. So, like, he definitely has weeks where he looks like he did last week. It's probably the most Jalen stat ever that in a year we're concerned about the passing game, he's the only quarterback in the NFL with a perfect passer rating in a game. So, like, I do think there is encouraging signs. But do I feel, like, confident against the Giants that they'll have 250? Do I feel confident against the Packers they'll throw for 250? Like, I don't feel that yet.
Elliot, Brandon Graham, a return. I mean, we kind of felt this coming. You jumped into the pregame show Sunday with us and said, hey, I have some news here. It sounds like every one of these insiders is saying this could happen. So we all kind of felt it was going to happen, obviously. And then it happened officially yesterday. Brandon Graham back for the Eagles. Elliot, what are your expectations for what he can give here? Because I think it changes things based on what they're getting, right? To me, Elliot, if they're getting last year's BG, I'm not talking about prime BG, just last year's BG, that changes some of the equation here in terms of how much they need in the pass rush, where they could go put their resources, maybe get something else like a corner here. But if he's not even what he was last year, if we can't expect that, then there's not much to this besides leadership. What's your expectation for what kind of player they're getting at this version of BG?
Yeah, so I don't really have much of any expectations for what Brandon will be able to bring. I mean, he didn't have an offseason. He didn't have a training camp. He hasn't played this year. Maybe he plays on Sunday, but if he plays on Sunday, it'll be more out of desperation than it will be in truly feeling he's ready, in my opinion. And the thing I would say about last year was he did play really well, but a lot of players that are not having good years this year played really well last year. Like, last year, the team was operating at a level where, you know, everyone was helped by each other, right? Like, Brandon played on a defensive line with Josh Sweat. He played with Jalen Carter playing at a higher level. He played, you know, with other players on that line that were playing well, Milton Williams being another example. So, like, I think Brandon played well last year. Like, there's no question about it. But much like the other defensive linemen aren't having a good year this year, I think it's hard for one player on the line to be special when everyone else isn't. And Brandon hasn't played this year. So anything you get from Brandon, in my opinion, is like a major plus. I don't think they should expect to get like 30 quality snaps from him. And that's like the bare minimum of what they need from an edge rusher.
Elliot Shure Parks with us here. Elliot, Saquon Barkley again, not much on Sunday. And it's been that the entire season. I think if I were to ask myself, asked everyone 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, are you still expecting Saquon to break out and have a huge game and finish this season strong? I think most people would have said yes. Elliot, are you still expecting it? Like, do you expect Saquon and this run game to break out in a big way, or is this what it is?
So I don't think this is what it is. I do think it will improve. But I also think that, you know, the reality of the NFL is if a defense sells out to take something away from you, it's really, really hard to then do that thing, right? Like, the Eagles are seeing looks with six guys on the line, eight guys in the box. I mean, Jordan Mailata compared it to almost seeing a goal line defense at the 50, right? And now, obviously, there are flaws in doing that if you're a defense, and we're seeing the passing game pick up because of that. But if the opposing defense decides all year they're just going to stop the Eagles' running game, sure, they should get more than 50 yards. If, you know, like that, it'll get better than that. But I don't think it will be what it is last year. It'll be up to the passing game to do it. And the positive of that is they're basically getting the benefit of a good run offense without, in theory, having a good run offense, if that makes sense. Like, it's almost like a defensive line that doesn't get a lot of sacks, but the quarterback's throwing it in less than a second because they're so afraid of the pass rush. So I think there are benefits to it, but I would be surprised if they became a rushing attack that got 150, you know, yards a game or fairly frequently.
Elliot, you said the word surprise there. I'd be surprised if Sunday we see a ton of under center stuff from the Eagles. We saw it a little bit on this past Sunday, right, against the Vikings. It worked great. Jalen was 4-for-4 play action from under center. I mean, Elliot, you take the calls, you hear it. I'm sure you'll get it tonight on Gobert's evenings. People want them to go under center. They want that style offense. But Jalen's been the quarterback for 5 years, and they do it infrequently. Do you think Sunday against the Vikings was the start of something, or was that a one-off?
So I think it could be the start of something. We saw at last season after the bye week there, obviously a mini bye week this season, that when they make a change like that, it's normally for good, right? Like we've seen with the running game last year. Like they went to the running game and they stuck with the running game. Now, in terms of under center, I do think this is a little bit like the pre-snap motion thing from a few years ago where everybody was so obsessed with pre-snap motion. And really what happened was they just started playing better, and so the offense looked better. I think that being under center helps, but I don't think it is the key to solve everything. Like, the players need to play better. The, you know, offensive line needs to block better. Jalen needs to be more accurate at times. So, like, that's the key to it. But I would also say this, and I'd be curious for your perspective on it. Like, I agree. I think the not being under center thing is a Jalen thing. Like, that is my assumption. But if you go back and you look at Nick Sirianni's offenses in Indianapolis, Phillip Rivers was almost always in the shotgun. So I don't know if that was a preference for him as well, and maybe Nick is just used to coaching it. But when I looked that up, I expected to see Phillip Rivers under center a ton. And that's not what the, you know, that's not what the stats showed. So I do think it is a Jalen thing ultimately, because they build the offense around what the quarterback wants. But it's worth noting, Nick has been an offensive coordinator coach that has always coached out of shotgun.
Yeah, that's something I didn't realize until you brought it to the table. I mean, maybe it's both of them. Maybe the two of them together like this more, and we'll see if they change it at all. All right, Elliot, along with the Big Eagles week, we also have the start of the NBA season, and we know you're a Hoops guy and a Sixers guy.
Yeah.
Elliot, are you excited for the 2025-26 Sixers?
I am. And the reason I'm excited is because I have zero expectations. And it feels so good and so refreshing to be back here. The past few Sixers seasons have been ugly. Going into the year, being like, you know, title or bust, have to make it out of the second round, praying Joel stays healthy. Like, I don't care about any of that. Like, every minute Joel plays this year, to me, is just a gift, right? Like, I'm not going into each game being like, you need 40 games out of Joel and they have to get out of the second round. Like, that's not what this team is anymore. This team is a young team built around young players that I'm excited to watch. I'm excited to see VJ. I'm excited to see if Maxey can rebound from a bad year. I'm excited to see McCain for hopefully most of the full season. Like, I do not care if Paul George plays a single minute this year. Like, so with no expectations, especially coming off the Phillies, where the Phillies all season was like, just wait for the playoffs, wait for the playoffs. I'm thrilled to have a team in the city now where I can just watch for fun and I don't have to worry about expectations.
That's a hell of a perspective. I never looked at it like that.
And it is a good point. It is kind of the inverse of the Phillies, right? Instead of get me to October, it's I'm not expecting May.
No pressure.
Right? Like, yeah. Like,
it's the same with the Eagles, right? Like, the Eagles, every game they play now, they're expected to win. They're expected to win 80% of their games. They're expected to go to the Super Bowl. Like, and those expectations are fair. But I think with the Sixers, we need to remove all expectations. They were one of the worst teams in the NBA last year. We don't discuss any other team in the lottery as like a legit title contender. Could it happen? Of course, because the East is bad. You never know. But I'm not expecting it, and it's a refreshing, fun place to be.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. It feels to me like for the first – it reminds me of like 2016, 2017 with them, like the last time it was like this, where it's like the future has a chance to be bright, and let's enjoy the growth here as we go through it. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on, and we will see you on Sunday for the pregame show.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. Hugh, I'm with him. So tonight the Sixers open. They're in Boston against the Celtics team.
Boston. Aren't they picked to win?
Celtics are favorites.
Celtics are favorites.
When I looked this morning on FanDuel, it was a 2-point Celtics line.
I might bet the Sixers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Joel's in. Yeah. Here we go.
No, I just feel like, you know, the first time the big fella's been back, and I know it was only a small sampling size, I'm going to start the season out being optimistic. So I think they get the dub.
That's a far cry from where you were at the draft.
I know. You really were a Debbie Downer that day.
You were raining on my parade, man.
You hurt us that day.
Hope springs eternal.
So today the hope is back?
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, I can't pull up my thingy because we're in Delaware. Yeah,
please say betting app because that didn't sound right. Come on now.
Look who being childish now.
Well, I'm in the audience here, so like, I can't ignore
it. Okay, I can't pull up my app.
Let's be grown-ups here. I am with Elliot on this. I'm excited for the Sixers season.
Yeah.
And I'm not pretending they're going to go win a title. Let's be clear here.
How many games for Joel Embiid, though?
Well, actually, before I answer that, it's because I have zero expectations.
Lost a lot of weight.
My excitement has nothing to do with Joel Embiid. I want to watch Tyrese Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, who I was the guy I wanted them to draft. And when McCain gets back from this thumb injury, hopefully it's not too long. Mm-hmm. They have three young guards that I think could play and I think have a chance to take this thing to the next generation. The less Paul George plays, the happier I am. In terms of Joel, I don't know. How many games is he going to play, Hugh? 40? Is 40 being optimistic?
That sounds like the consensus because I think that's what Elliot threw out there.
Shout out
to Sonny Hill. He threw out 60.
60?
He said 60.
Here's what I hope.
I kind of go with the OG on this one. I think he's going to get 55-60.
Here's what I hope. I hope when he plays, like tonight, that they turn the team over to
the young cats.
Right?
Yeah.
I know McCain's not there. But because they're going to miss Joel. So to me, if you run the offense through Joel, then you're all off when he's not there.
Yeah.
He has to assimilate to all the young guys now. And the one thing that I think is going to be awkward is I think those guys want to run. Hugh, I think they want a fast break.
Yeah.
And he can't do that. So the MB thing is awkward, but I'm excited, and I agree with Elliot. There are no expectations. Here's the way I'll frame it. They can't hurt me anymore. I don't expect them to go anywhere.
That sounds defeatist.
They can't hurt me anymore.
Well, if anything, we got to see. We just got to keep an eye on the weenie scale.
Yes.
Is it tipping in a positive?
To your point, though, it is going to be interesting to see how they run the offense tonight. You know, because there was a report he only played in one preseason game. How they're going to try to score the ball tonight.
Because if they run, he's not the focal point, right? Because he can't run with the young kids. Uh-huh. So, is he cool just being a shot blocker and play defense? And
probably not.
Well,
I mean, we'll see.
But that's
we don't
what they
know.
Need
yeah,
to
we
be.
Don't
to be.
Yeah, we don't know.
Kyle, are you excited for the Sixers?
You know, I kind of am. And it's not like I don't know if I have championship aspirations, but I'm starting to feel like I feel like rock bottom has already been hit.
Yes.
And it's only up from here. I don't know. Do we think we need to do a weekly weenie scale check-in?
I think we do. The weekly weenie scale on the Sixers. Because obviously the more George plays and hogs the basketball and the more Embiid, that's weenie stuff.
Well, look, a lot of it is going to hinge on how much of a weenie Joel Embiid is being.
He could
be a badass or he could be a weenie on any given night.
I would love if the story shifts. I really like, and his career goes into a different stage of it, and he is like the ultimate great role player in a sense, right? Like he has all these abilities to block shots and rebound and hit threes when they hit. You know, he's trailing the play, but he's not the focal point. The question is he going to accept that he's not the lead dog here anymore? Because most times NBA players, they don't accept that well when you start telling them they're not the lead dog.
Yeah, they don't. And it's one of those things where, it's one of those things where, you know, it's you just have to be. Hell, I lost my train of thought. Man. Yeah. I really lost my train of thought.
Like Joe, you saw a ghost.
No, Joe, no, I lost my train of thought.
Mike McDaniel?
No, but it's like when you become an older player, you're not the guy that you used to be.
Okay.
You have to adjust.
When you become an older person, you're not
the
person.
Yeah, you got to adjust. Good job, you know, yeah. And you can't. Kyle.
Round of applause for Hugh Douglas.
There's a lot
working
of guys
through
that
his
will have an important work week because we're not. I mean, if you are negatively affecting the football team.
No, you saw that, though, right? You saw that, right?
But I don't know what I'm seeing. Okay, but you're on YouTube.
Are
you saying hi to people on YouTube?
Nothing. We'll talk in the break. Awesome. We'll talk in the break.
The best way I could describe it is Hugh acted like he saw a ghost. 215-592.
With the way that he couldn't get that sentence out.
94-94. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Has the Eagles' passing game turned a corner in your mind? And are you excited for the Sixers season? I have genuine excitement to watch the Sixers play. And the more that they put on the court, a combination of Maxey, Edgecombe, and McCain when he gets back, the more interested I am. And I do think they made the right pick in Edgecombe. I know it wasn't like this flashy, like, oh, he was a Cooper Flag. And
yeah.
I don't think he's going to be a future MVP. But I think they drafted a really good player. And a kid that has the right attitude here. Sean in Philadelphia is up. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? Listen, I think it made a turn, but it can easily make a U-turn against the Giants, you know. So I'm optimistic about the future of the passing game and Jalen Hurts being able to, get the job done. You know what I mean? But one thing I did notice in the last game, the passing game, those guys was able to create more separation.
Yes.
You know, and other times they you know, Jalen has a better window to throw the ball in. You know what I mean? They could continue to do that. It looks like A.J. Brown's knee is a lot better because he's getting away from guys when the ball gets to him.
You know, Sean? It's a fair point. It was brought up in the beginning of the year, and then we kind of moved away from it because of all the other A.J. Brown nonsense. But he didn't practice much in the summer, right? He had the hamstring in the summer. He didn't get much separation week one. And we know last year he had his knee drained during the postseason. Maybe he's feeling healthier because he did have a bigger game just getting open than we've seen in a long time this past Sunday.
Absolutely, yeah. He definitely was away from guys because he's so big. You know, the speed is there once he get the ball in his hand. But, you know, he got a lot of corners that play him real tight. But this game proved to me that he's a lot healthier. But like I said, it can easily take a U-turn because, you know, the coordinator, the offensive coordinator, he's new. He's kind of shaky to me, man. So we'll see.
But look, Sunday was good. And Sean, good phone call. I think when you had the 3 weeks together in a row, the last three games for Jalen Hurts passing the football, 70.2% completion, 9.5 yards an attempt, 116.8 passer rating, 296.3 yards a game. I struggle to find the last three game stretch he had like that. I would guess. I mean, maybe 2023 when he was throwing the ball around a lot and A.J. was putting up all those record numbers, maybe. But I would imagine there's more turnovers in there. This time there's only the one turnover, the pick against the Giants last week. 2022 is probably the last stretch that was this good throwing the football. I think they've turned a corner throwing the football. 215-592-9494. And are you excited for the Sixers season? Let's go to Allen in Central Jersey. What's up, Allen?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, you. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Allen.
Offensively, passing-wise, it depends on the game. Remember, Giants took a 14-3 lead. We had to pass.
That's true.
So, again, the beginning of the game, the first quarter, first half, overall would dictate how much we could pass. We know we have the receivers. There's nobody better than the tight end on our two wideouts, and Jalen, like I said, is good. But there's so many other factors that go into it. But there's no doubt that the Eagles' passing game is fine, Joe.
What was the word you used? Fine?
Fine, yeah.
I mean, it's fine, yeah.
It's good. It's good.
But that's an improvement from where we were in September. Because, Allen, in September, it wasn't good, yeah.
that's true, Joe. But again, the running game has to get going. It has to.
Don't well, Alan, it does. Well, of course. Of course. Because they need, Alan, they need balance. And I think relying, look, we could be real about it. Alan, good phone call. Hugh, they've thrown the ball better last week, but you pointed this out. The points in those games, 17, 17, and then 21 offensively. So they're throwing the ball way better than September, but we're also not scoring as much. And we're leaving the defense on the field more because we're not running it.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at it, if you step back and if I'm a defensive coordinator, yeah, you're throwing the ball better, but you're not throwing the ball to the point where it's really that much of a threat. Because if you look at the last three games that we played in, outside the Giants game, teams are playing to keep it close because you haven't found that consistency in the passing game. And what I mean by that is you'll have one half where, you know, you'll throw the ball around the schoolyard and then all of a sudden you get bogged down. And when you look at the numbers, if you go back and you look at it quarter from quarter and you look at the numbers, the team that is usually trailing is in striking distance of whatever the Eagles have. That's where the difference is. If you're throwing the ball at that clip and you're being efficient with it, you should at least be two or three touchdowns up.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure. And that we'd be feeling better during these days. I guess for me offensively, a month ago I sat here on this show and said they do nothing well.
Yeah.
They're throwing the ball well right now. Like, just – they are. I mean, compared to the rest of the league. Like, again, I said it earlier. If this – we got to keep it consistent. If I was watching the Lions or the Seahawks or the Packers throw the ball the way the Eagles have the last 3 weeks with this kind of numbers and efficiency, I would sit here – from our perspective as Eagles fans, and say, uh-oh, that passing game is moving the ball. Like, so that's us right now. We're moving the ball through the air. It doesn't excuse the running game. They got to be better. It doesn't excuse the defense letting Carson Wentz move the ball a lot in the game Sunday. Like, those issues are there. But from the passing game perspective, I think this thing's turned a corner, and I see guys open. If guys are open and Jalen hits them, we're going to make big plays. 215-592-9494. All right, your call's coming up here. On all this, the Eagles passing game, do you believe it has turned a corner here? Are you excited for the Sixers? I am, specifically the young guards. I want to watch Edgecombe play. I want to watch Maxey play. I want to see McCain with them when he gets back. There's a sense of, like, they can't hurt me anymore, and this is going to be more fun and lowered expectations. I'm excited for it.
Lowered expectations.
Yeah, well, you have to. And after the break, we got to get to this. A big story is developing here. And, like, we can't ignore it. Scott Boras, Bryce Harper's agent, responded to what Dave Dombrowski said. And then we have to react to what Joel Sherman, one of baseball's best insiders, said about Bryce Harper's future and what he wouldn't be surprised to see happen this offseason. You're not going to want to miss this. This is the first time in 6 years we got to this point with Bryce Harper and the Phillies. That's next. I have a feeling Hugh Douglas is going to be petty about it. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. It's comfort food and tailgates. Nothing brings the heat to your table like Hatfield Recipe Essentials Chorizo. I like chorizo, y'all. So picture this. Cheesy chorizo, dip. It's bubbling on your table or in a hearty bowl of chili on those crisp game days. That sounds tasty. With Hatfield, you're getting flavor you can trust because they put better care into every step for better pork on your plate. Find recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, that fire might be burning more than we think. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We're live today, Hugh, from the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall and Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington, brought to you by the Bardea Restaurant Group. What's that?
Lady, we were doing the show, and she aggressively made me pose for a picture.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind. I mean, the YouTube people probably think you're just crazy.
Yeah, they probably
do. Why is she smiling weirdly for no reason? But that's great. There's a lot of people here. If you're in the area, come on out to the grand opening here. All right, Hugh, we're going to get back to the phone lines on all the things with the Eagles. And do you really believe this pass game has turned the corner? I do. I think we're in such a better place passing-wise than we were in the month of September. I think this thing has turned a corner. And the Sixers, are you excited? The season starts tonight. Later on the show, we'll get to some expectations for the Sixers. What do we actually think this season will be? Win total, all that. But, Hugh, you might get petty during this segment because, you know, there's smoke, there's fire type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm smelling some smoke here with the Philadelphia Phillies and Bryce Harper. All right, so last week, Dave Dombrowski took to the podium, end of the season press conference, and whether or not you agreed with Dave Dombrowski, and last week you were fine with what he had to say. Hugh, I think we would agree that it was not normal, right? Like, it was not the kind of thing you would, if before the press conference, I would have said to you,
he fired a salvo.
Yeah, and really, it was odd because in 6 years with Bryce Harper here, they've never publicly said he's anything but everything they ever wanted. And last week, let's hear it. Last week, Dave Dombrowski, he changed the conversation with the Phillies and Bryce Harper. Here it was.
In Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still a all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes the elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you think an elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player. I have no idea when you see somebody. I have seen guys at his age, again, he's not old, that level off. or I've seen guys rise again.
So in a very diplomatic Dave Dombrowski buttoned up way.
He ain't the cat he used to be. That's what he said.
You translated it, but that's what he said.
That's basically what he said.
You know, we all wondered. So there was a lot to unpack last week. Some people liked it. I didn't think it was the right thing for an executive to do, whether or not it was true or not.
It was telling.
But it was telling, Joe. And now what we all wondered was, what's the reaction going to be? Well, we got it yesterday through his agent. I mean, but come on. Scott Boras responded yesterday. Christian Redd, baseball journalist, he got quotes from Scott Boras, who's the agent in baseball, of course, Bryce Harper's agent. Here are some of the quotes as Boras responds to Dombrowski. Quote, "I agree that Harper missed time due to injury and that his volume was down, but other than that, Bryce Harper is performing at an elite level on a number of characteristics that we keep track of." He talked about expected baseball stats, exit velocity, all the things they look at. Boras is saying, no, Dave. He's still an elite player. He also added this, Hugh, and this is where my antenna went up. Quote, "I don't think that Dave or John," obviously Dombrowski Middleton is who he's referenced there, "or anybody is contemplating Bryce Harper not being a Philadelphia Philly for the rest of his career." So Scott Boras chose yesterday to respond to Dave Dombrowski, Hugh, and then throw out, "I don't think anyone's thinking about trading him." In 6 years, nobody has talked about trading Bryce Harper. In fact, other than me coming up with a hypothetical three summers ago about Juan Soto, no one has ever uttered, whether it be the Phillies, whether it be Boras, whether it be a reporter, no one has uttered the words, trade Bryce Harper in 6 years. And I'm starting to connect some dots here, Hugh. 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, a week and a half ago, Ruben Amaro threw out the idea that they
A big-name player.
Big-name player. On our show, Devin, her thought when she heard it, she was co-hosting with him, was maybe that was Bryce Harper. You thought it could make some sense. Then Dombrowski. Now where is Boras coming from with nobody's expecting a trade here? Like, there is something going on between the Phillies and Bryce Harper, and if you're ignoring it, that's on you.
You know, as I sit here, Joe, I wish I had the time to do what the kids call mind my tweets.
Okay.
And go back and comment on all the individuals that had the nerve and audacity to say that it was an asinine thought of mine and didn't throw out stats to me and all this other stuff. Listen, this is where stats don't mean a damn thing. You listen to what's being said. And all y'all can kiss my ass right now because that take that I had, like all the rest of my takes, are fire.
Well, I don't know about all of them, but this
fire
one maybe.
Takes.
This one maybe.
And for that, for certain individuals that had something to say about me having this take, you could really kiss my tushy. I ain't going to give you too many asses
right now.
But yeah, because I saw a lot of people starting to look up when I said that. Yeah. But this is where, you know, when you talk about having a take or thinking outside the box, nothing is off limits here. And when you say people have stupid takes and stuff like that, you end up making yourself look stupid. So kiss my butt on
that.
Well,
I got one more again. For you. Joel Sherman. And I would say, Hugh, in terms of like, the insiders in baseball.
Trying to mine these tweets for all the people. Oh, that was a terrible
tweet. Well, I want to play one more for you while you mine those tweets. Joel Sherman, one of the better baseball insiders, right, for a long time now. Listen to Joel Sherman on his podcast yesterday talking about Bryce Harper, the Phillies, Dombrowski, Boras, and what could happen this offseason.
Clearly, Dombrowski's comments, Dombrowski's been around way too long to have said that without having some meaning behind
That's
it.
That's what I thought, too.
I continue to wonder if the meaning is the player is unhappy with his contract, and this was a kind of side glance back at, you know, I could take some shots here too, you know, if you'd like me to do that. Why don't we both settle down? I mean, I don't know. Like, I that's pure speculation.
Reckless.
But would I be 100% shocked if Bryce Harper got traded this offseason? No.
That one, again, 6 years he's been here. Other than me on my evening show 4 years ago coming up with a hypothetical, no one is in any space in baseball that's a reporter that actually like is reporting has connected those words in 6 years. No one has ever thought of Bryce Harper getting traded. No rumors ever been out there. All of a sudden, in a week and a half, all these things are popping up. Hugh, I got my eye on this Bryce Harper thing, and I don't know where it goes from here. But if you, this is something. Something is going on here between the Phillies and Bryce Harper. And if I had to guess, I think it is about the contract. I think what he said publicly 2 years ago. Remember, he wanted the new contract. Who knows how often Boris has been bothering them behind the scenes
about getting this contract.
And they're tired of it. And they're like, we're not paying you. You got to deal with it. And now this is becoming a public
thing. And Dombrowski coming out and saying exactly what he said about his stats being down, justifying him not getting the contract.
Yeah.
And listen, this is what's about to happen, because I know what's about to happen. Now people are going to start flooding my timeline talking about, well, you know, Joel Sherman's been talking out the side of his neck for years. Okay, Joel Sherman also has been a reporter in this game for years, and he probably knows more than you do and has boots on the ground when it comes to stuff like this. So my point is, don't discredit people that know more than you do. You're sitting at your house or whatever, or playing with your children, you know, and you got people out there that do this every day, and they're talking about it. So I suggest you do this. Pick a side. Either you're going to play with your kids or you're going to do the job that you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? But you can't have it both ways. That was vague enough, wasn't it? It was a little vague.
I think so. I
won't get in trouble for that.
I think you're good. You like analogies, right?
Ass.
You like analogies, right?
Yes.
Okay. We like to do analogies sometimes. You ever been out? You could just be observing, or you're with another couple, right?
Yes.
And if they look like they're fighting in public,
it's probably a fight.
And it's probably worse behind the scenes. So it doesn't mean that couple's going to get divorced. But if I told you that couple got divorced 5 years later,
would it surprise you?
No. Or 5 months later.
Like,
when people publicly start going at it, something's off. And this is the first time in 6 years it's been anything but Bryce Harper, you know, is basically going to die in this uniform. Kyle, what do you make of this? Because I officially now, after the Boris comments and after Joel Sherman there, I have my eye on the Bryce Harper Philly situation.
Yeah, I don't know how you could think it's nothing at this point, or like a non-story. I'm definitely with you on that. Do you, or does part of you wonder if maybe this stuff, not the Joel Sherman thing, but the public comment from Dombrowski, and now the public comment from Scott Boras is posturing about the contract extension?
Yes.
And it
I think
it
they're tired. I think the Phillies are tired of him. It's probably Boris behind the scenes continuing to press them, and they're like, "No, man, we're not paying you anymore."
And it rubbed Bryce the wrong way.
That's what it feels like to me. Like, ultimately, if you ask me if I think he'll be traded this offseason, I'd say no. And if you ask me if I would consider trading him this offseason, I would say no. But is it worth monitoring? Is this a situation that, like, we should take seriously? I don't know how you can think otherwise, to be honest.
Yeah, well, your head is in the sand if you don't. I mean,
or somewhere else.
Yeah.
Your head is.
It's a situation. I mean,
get your head out of your ass.
No, I'm just saying, man. Because I did.
While you think about what you're going to say, I'll go back to what I said last week on this. I just want to say it again very clearly. Could you ever imagine Howie Roseman getting to the podium after a season? And let's pretend in this scenario Jalen Hurts was asking for a new deal, which we have never heard. But let's pretend he was.
Yeah.
And Howie gets to the podium and says, Jalen Hurts, when I think of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL, he ain't one of them. He was there once. Maybe he'll get back
Maybe
there.
He'll get
That's
back
up
there.
To him.
Yeah,
this place would melt down if he did that.
But that
Dombrowski did it.
But that's also not the comment of a guy who's preparing to move the guy.
I agree.
It's not a sales job by him.
It's not a good one.
It's not a sales job, Kyle, but here's what it is. You know that comment is going to invoke some kind of response.
Well, like Boris
absolutely.
Did.
Because it's like, and you have to be, like, it's almost like this, okay, toilet seat analogy again.
There we go.
if you
people are eating lunch.
No, okay, that's a bad one. Okay, we'll walk that one back because people are eating. Okay. It's an analogy where if you're with your significant other, right, and you know that if you say something about something that she's done that you don't like, you know it's going to create argument, right?
Right.
But you're prepared for wherever the argument goes at that point. Yeah. You've
rolled your sleeves up.
You've rolled your sleeves up and say, hey, listen, let the chips fall where they may, but I'm going to say what I have to say.
That was Dombrowski. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just like, okay, this is a better analogy. It's like loading a dishwasher. Your wife or your significant other tells you she's tired of you not loading the dishwasher, right? So you come home and you take a stance and you just leave all the dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know that she told you to load the dishwasher, and you just say, you know what?
You're making
Let
a statement.
The chips fall with
you're
their
making a statement.
Whatever. Yeah, that's what you're doing.
I mean, while we're talking about the dishwasher, you know what the problem in my house with the dishwasher is?
What's it?
It's the way I load it is not like.
Oh, it's not
so we have a very easy understanding. I won't load it then, right? I'm going to load it my way, or we're just not going to.
I'm the only one that loads it because my daughter does not believe in washing dishes.
That seems like a problem. All right, 215-592-9494.
I was just going to say, asking Hugh to not use a toilet seat analogy is like asking a fish not to swim.
I know it was.
I would, but I cleaned it up because everybody kind of looked like
you know what. But I can tell you were lost.
It's a credit.
You didn't know where to go.
It really, what I saw there was a credit to how many people are here with us at the Deco Food Hall. If this place was half full, I think Hugh would have barreled through with it. This place is packed.
Yeah, it is. And they kind of looked at me like, really, Hugh?
You're like, now, like, eating lunch?
We know you're an idiot, but seriously.
Food is delicious and you're going to ruin it?
Similar to your analogy, they know what they signed up for by going there.
That's true. They did.
Is that what it was?
And the Phillies now know what they signed up for. Boris for 13 years.
Oh, yeah. And you know Boris is going to bring that heat. You know what type of agent he is.
It was a matter of time.
Yes.
So you know what I can't wait for now? I imagine the next
time. The retort.
Dombrowski will probably speak at either the GM meetings or the winter meetings in the next month or so. You know the first question is going to be your response to Scott Boras' response. Yeah. I mean, that's where we're at now. I got my eye on this Bryce Harper thing. 215-592-949. For your reaction to that, Sixers season starts tonight. Are you excited? And do you believe this Eagles passing game has turned a corner? I certainly do. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V.
Big V.
Yo, pal, Big U.
What's up, man?
And hey, yo, man, I'm loving your Campbell's tomato soup shirt today.
My shirt. No, this is.
Oh, I yeah. They said the tomato soup red today.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wore it because it was. Yeah. I just wanted to
wear it. What is it? What is on there?
Ohio State.
Oh.
Hey,
Buckeyes.
I just wanted to wear my J's.
I wanted to match the J's.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, the J's. Okay. Okay. Well, you first of all, you were right. Campbell changed the recipe 5 times in the last 6 decades.
Oh, so you did. Big B did research. They changed the recipe. Okay, so yeah, I will see. Who said I was delusional? Kyle, was that Kyle? Feels like Kyle was saying.
I don't know if it was, but you can doctor it up at this point. That. You can fix it.
You would never say I was delusional.
No, I would. Go ahead, Big Big.
Okay. On the Rice thing, let's look at it. He's not looking to trade him, he's looking to sour the milk. Anybody else that wants him. Let them know that, okay, he's not playing like the elite player that, you know, we hire. And, I mean, I respect him being honest about that, but I think one of the things is, why is he being honest? He's looking not to trade him. He's looking not to give him a contract extension until he produces. That's the business.
Well, I mean, I do think that that's true. I mean, they don't want to pay him anymore, Big V, and I'm with the Phillies on this. As much as I like Bryce Harper, from the minute on this show, from the minute that contract request came out, I said, BS.
You were definitely
no,
on that.
No, he had 8 years left on his deal. I'm not giving any more money.
Oh, my God. Gilio agrees with me. I'm going to play the lottery. That should be a big
deal. This happens with us once every 6 months. So treasure it, Big V, because it's going to be a while.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
But yeah, I mean, why? I mean, we hired him to get us over the top. I mean, he's got a lineup that he's basically handpicked. He's almost the general manager, and he's doing everything but we need him to do. Max homers, produce, get us runs. That's why we have Harper.
Well, and to win. And they haven't won yet. I think, look, the contract thing, and Big V, we appreciate the phone call. I think it would be more palatable to the Phillies, if they had won.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look, the Eagles just gave away a thank you to Saquon after they won the Super Bowl. You can't ask for more money. Now there's 6 years to go. There were 8 years to go when he first started this.
Yeah.
And not have won yet.
And then you can't roll out the Bryce Harper starter pack.
Well, that didn't help.
And then get beat.
Like did not
that. You can't do that, man.
No, that did not help. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Our few polls up today on the show. Do you think the Eagles passing offense has turned the corner? Yes, 39%. No, need to see more at 61%. Are you excited for the Sixers season? 63% no. You can't even be excited on day one.
Because they're traumatized. They're dealing with trauma.
That is a good word for it.
You know, I mean, seriously, because we've been, like, I think Elliot put it the best way.
Yeah.
He said he feels the pressure has been, you know, there's no pressure.
They can't hurt you anymore.
Yeah, he can't. That's crazy when you say it like that.
I mean, if they're the 9 seed this year and they lose in the play-in, is anyone shocked?
And nobody's
shocked?
Excited.
No, is nobody's anyone mad?
Yeah, nobody's mad.
No, I mean, that's probably what they're going to be.
I'm excited about the beginning of the season, number one. And and what it could potentially bring. I would be pleasantly surprised to see Joel Embiid in his new body and how his body responds. No, seriously.
You say new body like he's Frankenstein.
Well, no, because he's lost weight. Yeah. And, you know, Joe, as you get older.
I know, but new body just got me.
Well, when you lose weight.
It's the same body that hasn't worked the same.
Well, it takes the pressure.
Yeah.
Off your knees. So I'm hoping nothing but the best for the big fella. Well, I really hope it works out for
him. We all are. Yeah. And then our latest poll here. Are you keeping an eye on the Bryce Harper situation? Well, we have a lot. And I love our audience. I truly do. But there's a lot of people out there who are living in delusion today. 65% voting early on. It's nothing. Guys, can we please open our eyes?
Let them live their truth.
No.
Because I tell you what. I'm not rooting for him to be traded. But if there's some smoke out there that says that this potentially happened, you're going to see a level of petty from me where I'm going to mind those tweets that I had. Right? Well, and I'm going to put all of those cats on blast.
Yeah.
Like it was my job.
Do you think that's a shocking amount of people that are saying it's nothing, though? That feels like...
So you're saying that the 35% that are saying it's something, that's a lot.
That's more people saying yes than... like if we put a poll up, is there something... are you keeping an eye on AJ Brown's situation, the trade deadline? Everyone would be like, no, you idiots. Like, he's not getting traded. Like, yeah. It would be 80% it's nothing.
It's
you know what I mean?
Point.
Like,
yeah.
The fact that, like, this is Bryce Harper we're talking about. And 35% of people are like,
Yeah, and the crazy part is how fast this has happened, right? Like, if I had said in September, do you think there's a chance Bryce Harper gets traded this offseason in September? 1%? 2%? Like, just, like, no, most people would have said absolutely. Like, what? Why? And the fact that I'm keeping an eye on this. Something is happening here. This relationship isn't what it used to be. Dabrowski, Boris, back and forth. It is a bizarre situation. Yes, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Well, it is jumping. You know what we're about to go do?
What are we about to do?
We're about to taste some food here. So the grand opening of Angelo's, of Angelo's Wilmington. Yeah, we could taste some food, Kyle. This is going to be fun.
I don't even know where I want to start. I want to get some of that men in the raining then, though.
Well, here's what we're going to do. I think you're real funny, don't you?
I do. I really do. Because I know it bothers people when I say somebody's in a damn it, he was Mediterranean.
You just the best part is when you do it just to crack yourself up. I mean, this.
I do.
And I face the consequences.
No, not you, the best part.
Because I just like the fact. I am fascinated now with what triggers people. And by me saying Mediterranean, that bothers. You need to get a hobby. You probably need to get a significant other.
Yeah.
If that bothers you like that, you need to get some business about yourself.
Well, here's our business we're going to do right now. We're going to take all your phone calls coming up, 215-592-9494. You and I are about to stand up, and we're going to go. Look at this, like this who's who of people. Mayor John Carney.
The mayor's here?
The mayor is here. We get to be participating in this, which is a big deal. Danny D. John D. Pietro of Angelo. Scott Stein.
You can't say that fast.
Well, I'm trying to make sure I say it correctly. Antimo DeMeo, Pino DeMeo, all from the Bardea restaurant. But we're going to go hang out with them. We're going to taste the food here. The restaurants are open. Come on out. Deco, the food hall here in Wilmington. We're doing the rest of the show from here, of course, all day today. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone. All of this on the table. The Harper situation, are you keeping your eye on it? I obviously am. Something's going on here. The Eagles passing game, I believe, has turned a corner. Do you agree? And the Sixers open the season. Plus, I have a new take on the A.J. Brown Instagram post from yesterday because I thought about it a lot. That's what I do with my free time. I thought about it a lot. New take on it. That's next. Midday Show, live from Deco's in Wilmington on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you're tossing and turning on an old mattress, an old tired mattress, that is, it's time to call an audible, people. Now you can save up to 60% store-wide at the Mattress Warehouse and score your choice of a free box spring or adjustable base with select mattress purchases. I suggest you go with the adjustable base. You'll have more fun with the adjustable base. Trust me on this. You can watch TV in bed. You can eat in bed. Food. You can eat food in bed. Want to upgrade your sleep without blowing the cap? Mattress Warehouse is cleared out the floor, and these deals are designed to save you serious cash. Hit the floor model clearance event and save big while supplies last. 0% interest financing, the Signature Mattress Warehouse 1-year lowest price guarantee, and 100% comfort guarantee. You'll sleep like a champ. Do what I did and upgrade with a total confidence at the Mattress Warehouse. Find a store nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's the mattresswarehouse.com.
At At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.